Go back to Proverbs chapter number 4. I'm thankful I know a God who's always there, even when you don't see Him. I forget what that quote is about not doubting in the dark what God revealed to you in the light. Something along those lines, but that's a wonderful truth. You should never doubt in the dark what God showed you in the light. Paul and Silas was there in that prison, and they didn't forget what God had, all that God had done for them. They were praising God. They weren't complaining. If they were complaining, if it would have been you and me sitting in that prison, we might have complained so much that that jailer wouldn't have never got saved. But they were praising God. Amen. Proverbs chapter number 4. I want to continue this morning. I've been studying. I've taken over. Well, not taken over, but I'm teaching the teen class, and I'm enjoying it. I don't know if they are or not, but I'm enjoying teaching them. But I've been studying for the last month or so in preparation for teaching the teen class, Sunday school class. And in doing that, the Lord has shown me a lot of things. And so last week I started preaching about wisdom, the principal thing, and I looked at three individuals that are found in the book of Proverbs. And I want to continue that thought this morning. And I may even go into the next Sunday morning that I preach along the lines here. But Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 5, we know that Solomon's writing to his son, and he is encouraging him and pleading for him to get wisdom. And that is something that's lacking today amongst young people. It's lacking amongst a lot of people, not just young people, but wisdom. Bible, godly wisdom, and it goes against everything this world teaches. And so look with me there in verse number 5 of Proverbs chapter 4. We'll read the text verses again and then give you the thought the Lord laid on my heart for this morning. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, speaking of wisdom, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee, and she shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. And so we find of wisdom as we read through the book of Proverbs, and as we read through our Bible, we should be reading the proverb of the day every day. And we should see these things that Solomon speaks to his son. They'll help us in our everyday life. But he's speaking of this thing of wisdom. And he mentions some things that I'll talk about later about exalting and about promoting. And whenever you get the wisdom of God and you do it God's way, God will do the promoting. You don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to increase yourself. God will do it. And he's telling them these things. And he tells them here to get wisdom in verse 5. And in verse 7, he said that with all of the getting, he needs to get the principal thing, get wisdom and get understanding. And in a few weeks, when I look at this again, I'm going to preach on the subject of how to get wisdom. And I want to look at that. The Bible tells us to get wisdom. So I want to look at what the Bible says about getting wisdom. But on our way there, I want to give us some warnings. Last week, I looked at the three main individuals of the book of Proverbs. We looked at the simple man, the foolish man, and the wise man. And if you missed that, you can go back and get that online. It's called The Principal Thing. The simple is any person who is ignorant of the teaching of the Word of God. Someone that just doesn't know any better. And then the foolish is any person who is taught the principles of the Word of God, but they don't care and they reject those teachings. They're just going to do what they want to do. The Bible refers to that individual as a foolish person. And then you have the wise. That is any person who's taught the principles and teaching of the Word of God, and they make application to their life. They believe them and they obey them. That's the wise person. And so, again, here in a few weeks when I pick this back up, we're going to look at how to get wisdom. But this morning, for a few minutes, I want to preach about how to identify a fool in his ways. How to identify a fool in his ways. And again, my heart this morning is to our young people. That's who I'm preaching to. But if this happens to touch you and the Holy Spirit bothers you over this, do something about it. Amen. For everybody that's in here. But I'm concerned about the young people and the young generation of this world. It is an absolute disaster and an absolute mess. And we've got to have God's way. And so I want to look at this and identifying a fool and his ways. The foolish have the ability, but not the willingness. I'm not talking about the simple this morning that doesn't know any better. I'm talking about the young man or woman that knows better, but they feel like they have a better way. That's who I'm talking about this morning. Their head contains knowledge, but they have a rebellious heart. That is the definition of the fool of Proverbs. And so I want to look at this for a few minutes. First of all, I want to identify a fool and their ways. A fool and their ways. First of all, a foolish person ignores reproof. This applies to the church, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, your parents, your grandparents, any godly man or woman that the Lord has placed in your life. A foolish person ignores reproof. They refuse to be corrected. They hate being corrected. And this could apply to a young person this morning who has to obey their parents, but in their heart, they hate being told they're wrong. It could go to the church member this morning that absolutely hates being told they're wrong, even though they'll do what they were asked to do. Look with me there, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10. Stay in Proverbs. Keep your Bible open. Let's flip quickly. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10. Let's give scripture behind each one of these. A foolish person ignores reproof. They refuse to be corrected. Proverbs chapter 17, verse number 10. The Bible said, "A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool." The Bible also says in Proverbs 19:25, "Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." But if you reprove somebody that is considered a fool, again, the definition of a fool is not somebody that's ignorant. It's somebody that knows better. And you try to reprove that person, they will get angry about it. They do not like being told what to do. They do not like being told how to do something. They ignore reproof. I mentioned this last week when I was preaching that it's amazing as a young person begins to get a little older, they know absolutely everything. And you can't tell them anything different. But that goes the same with adults too in a church sometimes. You can't tell them anything different. But a foolish person ignores reproof. Young people, do not be a foolish person. Accept reproof. If somebody comes to you and they love you and they say, "Hey, the way you're going is not right. You need to turn around. Don't do this." You need to thank the Lord for it. Don't get mad about it. A foolish person ignores reproof. A foolish person despises instruction. They are not humble enough to admit that they need help. There's a lot of men that fall in this category, not wanting help or read the instructions. But this foolish person, they think they already know everything. You know why the Bible warns us of this, Carson, Miles, Jackson? You know why the Bible warns us of these things? Because we're all capable of being this person. God put parents in our life, in a family, in a church, in a crazy pastor that'll get up and preach and give us some instruction, and a fool will despise that instruction. Not only do they ignore it, they despise it. They don't want to hear it anymore. You say, I wish my mom and dad would stop saying this over and over again. They sure wish you would listen to them and do it. Look at Proverbs 15:5. Proverbs 15:5. This is just a lot of instruction this morning. This is what God gave me. Proverbs 15, verse number 5. The Bible said, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. The Bible also says in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. A foolish person will despise instruction. They believe with all their heart that they've got it all worked out. It amazes me the young people that I've met over the years at camp that have done everything and they know everything. I mean, they've been through all the world wars. They have done the great accomplishments of this life. They've already completed it. They're done. Finished. They got the t-shirt. And I'll see them talking to somebody that's older. Somebody that's been through the Marines. They've got some years behind them, some experience. Maybe even an old man of God, a preacher. And this young person will not keep their mouth shut and listen. They want to talk about all the things that they've done and what they know. Don't be a fool. If you're in the presence of an older person that has been in the race and they've been through life, you know what the best thing you could ever do is not say anything. Don't tell them anything. If you want to do anything, ask them a question. That's the best thing to do. I sat at that camp last week for the men's meeting, and I had Brother Farley and Brother David Wood and Brother Brent Logan. All these men are sitting there. What am I going to say? Nothing. I'm afraid I'll say something stupid and end up in an illustration. There were times that the conversation, I had something I thought that I could offer. And maybe 10 years ago, I would have opened my mouth and done that. But I said, you know what? I'm not saying a word. Just listen. And I got help from it. And whatever I had to say would not have helped them at all. But young people today, I'm telling you, we're stuck in this thing. And guess what, young folks? Look around to your parents and adults. They went through the same thing. There was a time when they were a teenager and they knew it all also. And thankfully, hopefully, somebody told them, hey, you don't know it all. Just listen. A foolish person despises instruction. A foolish person perceives themselves to always be right. And everybody around them's wrong, including their parents, their siblings. I was a kid once, not long ago, and I have three children in my house. And it amazes me that they are always right when they're arguing with each other, even about something they know nothing about. There'll be something going on at the church that not even Miss Sarah knows about because I forget to tell her. Sorry for that too. She'll say, I didn't know we were doing that. Oh, I thought I told you. I'm working on that part as well. But it'll come up, and one of the kids will say, well, I know this is what's happening. And I haven't even told my wife. I didn't tell them about it, but they just know that they're right. A foolish person perceives themselves always to be right. Look at Proverbs 12:15. I've got multiple verses on all these, but we're going to try to look at least one for each one, because I want you to see it in Scripture. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 15. Y'all there, young people, say amen real loud. That was sad. You there, adults, say amen.
Amen.
That's how you do it right there. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The way of a fool is right. Does the verse end right there? Nope. In his own eyes. But he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A foolish person. Look at me, young people. A foolish person knows more than their parents. Knows more than their teacher, who sometimes is their parents. Knows more than their pastor. Knows more than men and women of God that stand up and preach. They know they're right. Period. And if you don't get victory over that right now, you're going to have a hard life. You're going to show up one day in the workforce and you just know you're right. And that's why we got young people today walking out on the job, because they have their rights and they just know that they're right. I'm not going to be told this. I am not wrong. You could have somebody mess up and they're wrong, but they have convinced themselves that they're right and they did not mess up. A foolish person perceives themselves as always right. And you know what the danger is, young people? When you believe that you're right over everybody else, over your parents, and you just know that you're right more than the pastor, you'll eventually begin to think you're right over this book and God. That's what it'll lead to. And I know what I'm talking about. I've seen people walk out of the church because they believe they were right over what this book says. A foolish person perceives themselves as always right. Proverbs 14:16 says, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. I just know I'm right. Digging my heels in on this one. Mom and Dad, I'm going to obey you, but I know I'm right. And knowing your parents, you're not smart enough to say that in front of them. But God knows your heart. And you've got to be careful with this foolish attitude. It is within the nature of every one of us to be a fool. A foolish person sees mischief as a sport. They enjoy getting into trouble. They think it's fun. They think it's funny to cause trouble in their home and in the church. If somebody was to correct them for their foolishness, they would just laugh it off and say, I was just kidding. Can't you take a joke? That's a hint for you're using mischief as a sport. Look at me in Proverbs 10:23. You said, that's not in the Bible. Okay. Because you got it all figured out, right? Proverbs 10:23. My points this morning are not homiletical. They don't all start with the same. I'm just using Bible terminology this morning. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 23. It is a sport to a fool to do what? Mischief. That's what the Bible says. A fool, when corrected for being mischievous, they're just going to laugh at it and say, I was just joking. Causing trouble is not a joke. There's nothing wrong with having fun and things like that, but I'm talking about the heart of a fool wants to cause problems. And they think it's a game with their parents, a game with God, a game with the church, a game with our friends, just to be mischievous. It's a danger. A foolish person is one that makes a mockery of sin. Makes a mockery of sin. They think it's amusing. They think it's funny when someone says or does something that's unholy or perverse. Sin is not funny. Look at Proverbs 14:9. Are y'all still with me? I'm not losing you, am I? Proverbs 14:9. Fools make a mock at what? Sin. But among the righteous there is favor. We're looking at how to identify a fool in his ways. When you see somebody behaving this way, the Bible calls them foolish. And you fall in the category of somebody that knows better. There's been many that have been raised in homes, in good, godly homes, and they got older and they just knew better than everybody else. They thought sin was funny. They thought that the worldly entertainment was funny. And they ran after it. And the Bible calls them a fool. And their end is destruction. Their end is destruction. A foolish person is quick-tempered. They get mad like that. The smallest thing sets them off. They cannot control their temper. I've met children this way, and I've met adults this way. The smallest thing will set them off. If you cannot control your temper, you're going to be labeled a fool by everybody that knows this book. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse number 16. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 16. A fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. Everybody knows about it. I hope that you're not the young person in your home that is easily set off by something that quickly. If you find the urge to get angry at the drop of a hat, you need to ask the Lord to help you and give you victory over that, because it's going to be a long life for you. I tell my kids all the time, you get upset during schoolwork, guess what? You still have to do it. No matter how mad you get, no matter how angry you get, no matter how disappointed you get, no matter how frustrated, when you're finished with your pity party and getting disciplined, you still have to do it. So you might as well just do it and ask the Lord to help you and give you strength. This is being preached and taught to young men, a young man, Solomon's son. He wanted him to be a wise man. I'm telling you today, we have a generation. Anybody that works outside of the church and works a secular job, you meet young men and women who are fools. And everybody knows better, and everybody's got a better way of doing things. And they know better than the person that's been doing it for 50 years. The Bible said in Proverbs 27:3, he that is soon angry dealeth foolishly. If you get angry just like that, the Bible says you deal foolishly. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Proverbs 27:3. You better get victory over that, young people, and God will give you the victory. He'll help you with every one of these things. And whenever we get to the part of the message about seeking after wisdom and finding wisdom, you apply these principles to your life and God will help you not be a fool. A foolish person meddles in the affairs of others. They always want to be involved in what somebody else is doing. They want to know every detail about every situation. Again, that's within our very nature. Hey, man, I feel like sometimes when the kids started talking, they wanted to know what was going on. Our kids are that way. Me and Sarah will be talking in the front seat about something, and in the very back, they'll say, now, what were you saying? Well, I know one thing. I wasn't talking to you. She'll crank the music up again. Let Sound Doctrine play a little louder so me and her can have a conversation, because it's just in our nature. We want to be nosy. We want to know what's going on. We want to know what's going on with everybody. And most of the time, if you're a foolish person, you want to know for all the wrong reasons. Meddle in the affairs of others. They're gossipers. They're busybodies. Don't be a person that always has to ask 1,000 questions about what somebody else is doing. Don't be that person. You just want to know. You say, well, I just want to pray for them. No, you don't. That line's been used for a long time. If you just wanted to pray for them, you'd be praying for them already. If God lays somebody on your heart, just pray for them. You don't got to know every detail of what's going on in their life. A foolish person is going to meddle in the affairs of others. They want to know everything that's going on. You don't have to know. Oh, you want a verse? Proverbs 20. Proverbs chapter 20, look at verse number 3. I pray this is going to be helpful. I'm thankful, young people, that I had men that stood up and preached this stuff to me when I was younger. Amen, Jackson. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 3. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife. That's a good thing. But every fool will be meddling. Just meddling in everybody's business. What's going to happen is you're going to find out some things you wish you had never known. A foolish person despises their parents. They will break the heart of their mother, and they will shame the name of their father. That's what a foolish person will eventually do. They don't get it under control, and they don't let God help them and seek after wisdom. They will break their mother's heart. And I see men and women around the building shaking their head because they know this to be true. Maybe they did it to their parents, or maybe they've had children do it to them, or grandchildren, or whoever. It'll break their heart. You don't want to break the heart of your parents and your grandparents. You do not want to break their heart. You don't want to break the heart of God. You don't want to shame your father's name. Look at Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter number 15. Foolish person despises instruction. He despises his parents. I know right now you don't think you can thank God for everything in your life and the boundaries that your parents have set up and the biblical instruction, the biblical discipline. But one day you'll look back and say, thank you for helping me. And the parents that refuse to discipline their children and raise them the way they're supposed to because they want to be buddies with their kids, when their kids get older, they despise them. That's Bible. They despise them. My dad is one of my best friends in the world right now. It was not that way when I was a teenager. He would do stuff with us, but, you know, he wasn't my best friend in high school. But he is now. You know why? Because I thank God for the way he raised me. But I know people that are best friends with their kids when they're teenagers, and later on they wish their kid would have anything to do with them. This is scriptural stuff we're talking about this morning. It's biblical principles. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother. Look at me at Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19, verse number 13. We're talking about identifying a fool by their ways. Identifying a fool. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse number 13. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. And then he decided to throw this contentious wife in here. We're not going to deal with that right now. It's another message for another day. But a foolish person despises their parents. There's a generation of young people right now that have left independent Bible-believing Baptist churches because they despise the way that they were raised. On the authority of the Word of God, they're foolish. That's what the Bible says. Not only do we identify a fool by their ways, but the second thing, and this is the last thing I have, I got a few here, but you can identify a fool by what they say. What is that old saying? I didn't write it down here, but I think there's actually a verse about it that might even be in here about somebody being a fool and nobody knows it until they open their mouth. There you go. A foolish person. You can identify them by what they say. Young people, we have to watch our words. And with this attitude of we're right and everybody's wrong, we will be quick to open our mouths. A foolish person will slander others. He'll talk about other people. The only way that a foolish person can feel good about themselves, because there's nothing good within them, but the only way they can feel good about themselves is to talk bad about other people. That's the only way that they can make themselves feel good at all, is to talk bad about others. A young person, when they get in trouble for something, the first thing they want to do, just like Adam, is said it was her fault. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. Look at Proverbs 10, 18. The only way they can feel good about themselves is to tear down everyone around them. Again, I'm preaching to the young people, but I know adults this way. You'll try to have a conversation with them, and you'll say, man, have you heard about so-and-so? And the first thing they want to do is tear them down. Say something bad about them. Why don't you have something good to say about somebody? Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Be very careful to run around telling what you know about somebody. The Bible considers you to be a fool if you do that. You say, well, what if I know something? Pray for them. Pray for them. But you don't have to go around telling everybody about it. You don't want to be a fool. And the Lord should, we should ask the Lord, everybody should ask the Lord to help us with these things. A foolish person is double-tongued. They will speak to you with lying lips while secretly despising you. That's a foolish person. Look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 18. You're still there in Proverbs 10. Proverbs 10, 18. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. We got the same text for that. All right, look at Proverbs 19, 1. Proverbs 19, 1. Lying lips. A foolish person has a double tongue. Their tongue's messed up. Their lips are messed up. Their speech is messed up. Look at it here in Proverbs 19:1. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a what? A fool. A fool is going to lie. They're going to double speak. They'll look you right in your face and lie to you. Young people, I'm telling you, you ought to ask God to help you if you have a habit of lying. That is an awful, awful thing to be a liar. I don't know anybody in here that says, I love being lied to. But I know there's folks in here that they do not like being lied to. And every child in here at some point or another is going to have an opportunity to lie, and some of them will. And if the Lord speaks to their heart, they got a tender heart, they'll come get it right. Even my kids at times have lied to me, and I knew they were lying. And later they would come up to me and cry and say, I need to tell you, I'm sorry, I was lying. And I thank God for that. Thank God for conviction. But what's bad is when that conviction comes over you and you squash it down and you're okay with being a liar. We have politicians that are liars. But there's people every day in this life that they're liars. Most companies you do business with, they lie straight to your face. And it doesn't bother them one bit to lie to you. Even the Lowe's guy will lie to you. I got a toilet to replace here at the church. The box had been opened. I said, are you sure there's nothing broken here? I promise I taped it up. Okay. I get to the church, the lid's busted to pieces. Maybe he didn't know. A foolish person, their speech is going to be crooked. They do not have the integrity in them to tell a story without twisting the facts and twisting it to their own purpose. They just can't do it. That's a foolish man. A foolish person will quickly speak their mind. Look at Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 29:11. I pray this is helpful, but I know you can't take much more. Proverbs 29:11. Some of you are probably sitting there like, man, I'm married to a fool. No, I hope you're not, seriously. Proverbs 29:11. Look what the Bible says here. A fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Do you know what a fool's philosophy is? If I think it, I should say it. They do not think something through before speaking. They just blurt it out. And Lord, help the young person that's going to cut off an adult in a conversation. Even if they know they're right, because they do, because they wouldn't be blurting it out if they didn't, you still wait till you're completely finished. We try to help our kids with this at home sometimes. If they're asked to do something, but maybe they've already done it, or they have a question about it, instead of cutting us off, instead of just blurting out whatever it is, or I already did that, your first response should be, yes, ma'am. But can I ask you a question? Yes. Did you notice that I already did that? Not, I already did that. A fool is going to talk back to his parents and to an adult just like that. Because as soon as it comes to their mind, they're just going to speak it. Look at Proverbs 29:20. This is what the Bible says, young people. Seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There's more hope of a fool than of him. That's brutal. A fool is going to quickly speak their mind. Man, we live in a generation today, somebody will speak their mind in a second. They are going to let you know how they feel about it and what they think. And they don't care how you respond. They're going to say what they're going to say. But you know, when I see a person act like that, I think, man, that's a fool. According to the Bible, that's a foolish person. And at one point or another, we've probably all done this. I said this last week, I have been each of the three individuals of Proverbs. I've been the simple that didn't know any better. I've been the fool that knew better and didn't do right. And thankfully, there's been times where I've been the wise and kept my mouth shut. You say, you got it all figured out? No, I'm still learning. I still read the book of Proverbs every day of my life and ask the Lord to help me apply these things to my heart and life. A foolish person's tongue holds forth a rod of pride. You know what problem a foolish person has? They have an I problem. I, me. It's whatever I want to do. It's whatever I want. It's me. You got a family of five? There's one in there that wants to do it their way. And they're going to let everybody know about it. They have an I problem. Any and every conversation, no matter what direction it goes in, is going to end up with you. It's going to end up with what you want to talk about, and it's going to end up about you. Proverbs chapter 14. I thank the Lord that the Holy Spirit in this book has a way of keeping us humble, trying to keep us on track. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse number 3. In the mouth of the foolish is a rod of what? Pride. But the lips of the wise shall preserve them. The foolish person themselves is their favorite topic. This goes back to what I talked about earlier about young people that have done it all. They've been everywhere. No matter what subject you bring up, they have something to add to the conversation. Why? Because they watched a YouTube video one time. When you got somebody that's been fooling with it and working with it for years and years and years, but they have something that they want to say about it. A foolish person talks a lot of foolishness. That's pretty simple, isn't it? We defined earlier that a foolish person is someone who's been taught the Bible, but they refuse to submit to its precepts. Look at the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 23. We only got a couple more. Proverbs 12, 23. A prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaimeth foolishness. You know, we have this biblical definition of what a fool does. And it ought to help us to say, Lord, I don't want to be that fool. And for us to identify who that fool is and say, I pity the fool. Look at Proverbs 15:2. Honestly, have you ever seen this person I'm preaching about this morning and you felt bad for him? You're like, man, if he only knew how big of an idiot he sounds like. And I'm sure there's times, I know there have been, where I was that idiot just blabbing away and somebody looked and said, look at this guy. Proverbs chapter 15, verse number 2. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out what? Foolishness. Why does the Bible have so much to say about this? Because we're all capable of this. Proverbs 15:14, the same chapter. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. The last thing, a foolish person is contentious. They are always looking for an argument. Remember, this is the person that's always right, always has something to say. They are looking to be contentious. They're trying to find a reason to argue. They're always looking for a fight. This person does not seem to be happy unless they've stirred up some trouble. Whether it's in the church, or there's people like this that show up in the church sometimes. They do not get sleep at night unless there's drama. They just can't take it if everything's going good. Marriage is going a little too good. We're going to stir things up today. Some kind of contention. Yeah, everything's going good at the job. Everything's going good at school. Well, this is just too stagnant. We got to stir things up here. But they cause damage. Look at Proverbs 18:6. Proverbs 18:6. I encourage everybody in this church to read a proverb every single day. We preach that all the time. Do your daily Bible reading and read the proverb of the day. Today's the 14th. So got this morning, read Proverbs 14 along with the Bible. Every day, read a proverb. It'll help you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. It doesn't mean that you lay him out, but it calls for it. It's what the Bible says right here, right? Just wanting to stir trouble up. Just wanting to cause problems. The Bible considers that person a foolish person. And so before I get into the next part of this that we're going to look at here in a few weeks on how to get understanding, I wanted to get this one out of the way first. And if we see ourselves in any one of these, we need to ask the Lord to help us. We need to strive to be wise. We need to know how to identify a fool by their ways, by what they do, by what they say. We need to avoid them and pray and ask God to help us not to be them. Not to be that person. You don't want to be that person in the church. There's always one. You say, who is it right now? I'm not telling you. There's always one. The devil's going to make sure there's always one. And unfortunately, in the family, there's usually that one. Might be one of the husband or wife. It might be one of the kids. It's just that one that's always going to push the line of what I'm talking about this morning. And we have to pray. There's some of us in here. We have to fight every day against our flesh not to do these things. We have to fight not always to be right. In a marriage and even in a church, sometimes you have to be willing to be wrong. You have to, even if you know you're right, you have to be willing to be done wrong. Sometimes you have to say, I know I'm right, but I'm not going to destroy my family over me knowing that I'm right. And sometimes later on you'll say, you know what, he was right. But thankfully I gave in back there so I don't have to apologize now. A fool's way and a fool's mouth. Young people, don't be a fool. Amen? All right, let's all stand. Lord willing, in a couple weeks, we're going to look at how to get wisdom. I'm not giving an altar call on these. We're just giving instruction from the Word of God that I pray that will help you. And you say, right now, some of these don't apply to me. As you grow older, you're going to run across opportunities, and you're going to, within your flesh, things are going to rise up. And you can think back to this day and say, you know what, I don't want to be a fool. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.